This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi everyone, this is T4TS Radio and I am Tom Jinks. Big announcement this week, we are now streaming live on the internet. That has been set up this week and you will be able to listen to it from now. It's basically, if you want any information, just go straight to our Facebook page and yeah, you can find all the links to all the blogs and everything there. Right, back to the show. We are now joined by Michael Phillips, who is joining us in Southampton, and I'll be chatting to him now. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Right, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. Why did you choose to study with Train for Trade Skills?
Well, basically, I was a ground worker by trade, and during the latest recession, I found myself out of work, and I didn't want that to keep happening every time there's a lull in work, you know? So I wanted a retraining thing, which I could probably use in harder times as well, you know?
Mm. So you're training to be an electrician. Have you always been interested in becoming an electrician?
No, I always wanted a trade. I chose electricity, like electrician, because I knew less about it than anything else. So it's more a learning thing.
So how are you finding the studying at home part of the course?
It was hard at first because I've got kids and everything. So it was hard at first, but once you get into the routine and making sure you have time, set time aside each day, then it's a lot easier, you know.
Have you been using the virtual reality software then? How have you been finding that?
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. I'm not too bad on a computer in that anyway. But as you go through the rooms and everything, it's pretty realistic. It's pretty good.
You're on your practical training at the moment. How are you finding that?
Well, the yesterday, we were just doing some more theory stuff, just to tidy up the stuff we'd been learning through the books. And then today we've been doing the practical, installing lighting circuits.
So have you been doing any practical work then outside your course? Have you been getting any electrical experience anywhere?
Yeah, I've managed to find a job as a trainee electrician. And I work for a company that is mainly electrical contractors, but they do a bit of building and that as well. So I help them with the building, which is what I know, and they help me with the electrical side.
So what are your plans then for the future? So if I had to say, where would you be, where are you expecting to be in a year's time, what would you say?
Well, obviously I'll still be on the course. So I think the average is about 2 or 3 years, this course. But I arranged with my boss that I'd be doing more electrical than the building, you know, within the next year. So obviously I just want a lot more hands-on further down the line.
So, Michael, if you had to sum up the whole course, the whole experience you're on with Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
Yeah, no, it's been very good. It's been nice to get to the practical side, you know, because you're reading all this information. It's a lot to take in until you actually start using it, you know. And it's been everything I expected, really.
That's good. Okay, thank you, Michael, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Tom.
You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio. For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.